right. We are back with your Below Deck Season 11 coverage. I am your captain, Sasha Joseph, of course, joined by my co-host, my co-captain, someone who definitely doesn't need a bell to be summoned. Chappelle is here.
Sasha, we have been getting summoned by bell for years now because of RHAP.
Exactly.
I hear a bell and I flinch, don't you?
All I could think of was, oh, do I need to bully Rob to be on this podcast just so I can keep hearing the ding, ding?
Ding, ding, ding. He doesn't do it enough anymore, but I'm glad. Yeah, because having a doorbell, this episode was interesting because this person says, yeah, I wish we had a doorbell that we can summon you more. And I was like, I have thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts about this group of people and this episode. So I'm very excited that we're able to talk about it. Of course, obviously, we're not at our normal time today. We had to move some stuff around. But thank you to the Peanut Galley for being here. If you're watching it live, of course, and if you've been waiting on the podcast, we got it coming to you soon. So just stay tuned because we got a lot more Below Deck coming your way.
Yeah, we're so excited. All right, listen, sometimes we're late. Y'all know. This is just toxic people doing toxic things to you, all right? Here we are. But anyway, we have a lot to get into. But of course, before we do, make sure you're leaving us a like on this channel. I super appreciated everyone's welcome back messages on last week's YouTube chat. It's just, y'all warm my heart. Thank you to everyone that did that. And if you're listening to us, go over. No, we weren't waiting on Chappelle. It was me, Nolan, for sure.
Wow. Thanks,
y'all,
Nolan.
Y'all know I'm the toxic fave here. but either way, it's just thank you so much for dealing with us. And of course, if you're listening to us on Apple, leave us a 5-star review. 5 stars only, okay? Please help us out. 5 stars so that other people can find us, okay? It helps us. With that, let's get into it because there's so many ridiculous things. We start with the end of the fight, right? With Zandy versus everybody else. Zandy versus the world. We're printing that. That's going to be our merch at this point. Mm-hmm. But it was a nothing burger. Everyone goes to bed. And then the next morning, Sunny wakes up and we're introduced to Sabrina.
Yes, Sabrina. Sabrina is Sunny's alter ego who, when Tequila meets Sunny, we get Sabrina. Honestly, happy that she's this self-aware, you know.
Yeah, me too.
You know, some people wake up and they're like, oh my god, isn't that crazy what happened? But Sunny's like, no, that was a mistake and it happens, and I know it happens, it's happened before, and I really wish it hadn't happened last night, because for some reason she drinks tequila and then all of a sudden the jealous monster Sabrina comes out, and that's who was coming after Zandy last episode.
Yeah, and she immediately was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have done this, Zandy. Like, hope everything's okay with us. But here's the thing. Okay, shout out to Sunny / Sabrina. Things happen. Tequila happens, right? She apologized. Okay, let's leave that over here. But let's come to this side. Where, why are we getting jealous and blaming the girls and not the boy that you laid in bed with?
You know, sounds like Sabrina has a little personal growth to work on, you know, because we get that a lot on these shows. We get this a lot in life where you have the woman, she's messing with a guy, dating a guy, whatever the case may be, really cool with a guy. A new woman comes around, the guy strays, and then she's like, I'm going to go fight the woman. It's like, huh. That's such an interesting choice of action. You know, this guy is supposed to be loyal to you, and your natural reaction is...
He's Australian.
Yeah, you know, he's cheeky. But yeah, your natural reaction is to target the girl who just happened to exist. You know, like she did not necessarily go pull this man away from you. It looks like he was looking to wander away. And so it's like, you know, maybe just point your anger at somebody else. Sasha, these girls' alliances have been just doing so well on TV lately. I know you're happy. I know you're proud.
You know what? I can't. Like, at this point, I'm going to apply for the show just so I can prove everyone wrong, because I'm tired. It's painful. I can't handle this, okay? And the thing is, Zandy is going to be in my alliance. Because Zandy gets it. She said, none of this talking. Catch me outside if we have an issue, or shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And let's move on.
Yeah. Step outside or keep it on the playground. And I look, I appreciate that energy, because why are we doing all this back and forth? You know, like, let's just air it out. Let's talk about the problems. If there's a huge issue we can't get around and you still feel some type of way, we can get gangster. It's fine. You know, it's okay. We don't have to go there, but if you must, you know, I appreciate Zandy's energy. She's too old for this. She just basically says, I'm grown. These are children's problems. That is like a platonic figure in my life. And I'm not about to argue and go back and forth with you about it. And so, you know, that's how you squash this kind of stuff. Now, Sasha, do you think the Tequila Monster Sabrina shows back up at some point during the season?
Oh, I think on the next time on, it's going to show back up. Because we get a lot of like, oh, we need another stew. Oh, no, it's a busy season. We have a new Norma. His name is Curtis. And he's like, I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to make things happen. La, 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 la. She's coming. She's gonna show up in the next time on, and methinks Tequila Monster is back, baby.
Yes. So do you think she's gonna be drinking tequila and then this new I want to call her the sexy decoy already, because it feels like that Mari energy. It was like, we left you in the green room with somebody, right? And like, Mari Povich is like, yeah, like, we're just gonna step out real quick, watch the surveillance camera, nothing to worry about. And then like the sexy decoy is waiting there, and then this cheater is just cannot help it. They just can't stop themselves from just, hey, what are you up to? You know? So I'm wondering if she's already gonna be Tequila Monster, and then that person's gonna show up and it's gonna be like, oh, that's who I need to aim at. Or if she sees this person walking up and says, let me take a shot just to get in fight mode. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I beg that it's both. How about that, right? Like that we are drunk already. You know when you're drunk enough to where you're like, I should stop so that I can be good and make it through, right? The night, been there. But then something happens, good or bad, actually. And then you're just like,
yep.
I just YOLO. Need to take that one more shot.
Uh-huh. I don't really know where that comes from. You know, like in your head, you're thinking, I'm done. I'm done. I'm good.
When you're drunk. Right.
And then the moment something that, like a little bit just kind of annoys you, like, give me another shot. You know, it's like, I have to disassociate myself with this position. Sasha, do you have an alcohol that you just refuse to drink?
Yeah, I think any dark. Like, I'm just a tequila girl.
Yeah.
I can't do the dark.
I won't touch the tequila. Everything else is pretty much. But
unless
you
drink
game.
With me, then all of a
sudden. And that was definitely a mistake. You know, like, I was like, I regret that to this day, you know, but.
I showed that video to people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, y'all, in case you didn't know, the first time all the podcasters met, at least all of us, for the younger ones. No, just kidding. We're older than all of them. But anyway, there's a video of Chappelle and I being the drunkest in that video, and people had to guess who would be the drunkest. Let's just say when I showed that to my bachelorette party, and I was like, oh, these are like my friends, here's as like ideas on things we should do, they all, when you came on the screen, the collective, that
there he is. Yeah,
I wish I was recording it for you.
No, it's fine. That video has gotten you know, circulated enough. It's in the past.
So funny.
Yeah, but it's true.
That's how I get.
Yeah, I know better than to drink the tequila. It just doesn't agree with my body. And then, of course, at that point, it's all bets are off. It's just not for me. So, yeah, when you identify that you have these, just avoid them, right? I think in college, it used to be like, gin makes you sin. It's like, yes, it does. Ooh. Yes, it does. Do not touch gin. Never. You know. Oh, yeah. Don't do it. You know, they have Bombay Sapphire, Sasha. You know,
yes.
I don't know why they call it that.
See, I know there's a reason, because I went to a gin tasting in London, but like I couldn't tell you. So yeah. The thing is, as a shots only girly, don't ask me like the fancy stuff. It's just give me alcohol and let's get to where we need to get to. Yeah. And thankfully, I'm very nice. I'm not like a Tequila Sabrina. I don't think you are also fun. Like you're not.
Yeah. I'm a goofy. Yeah. I'm the goofy kid in the corner. Yeah.
With you either.
Not with me. I don't really. Yeah. This is nasty business. You have to really be able to have to put this person to the side and say, you don't get to come out, especially when these are your coworkers, because her and Zandy, I mean, Zandy's essentially her boss, you know, yes. Well, not really, like, but she outranks her for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, with Sunny being, you know, lower on the pecking order. Exactly. On, you know,
she's not lead deckhand.
Right. Exactly. So just something to avoid moving forward if you can. But with the new stew coming, I think we might get some more tequila.
Yeah, and look at Michael. Apparently, dark alcohol has more histamines in it. I only drink clear liquor after finding this out. I wondered why my nose would get all stopped from beer and such. Michael, I love this. Who said we are not an educational podcast?
Definitely. We teach all the rules of the game and also alcohol. What is this? Like, you know,
alcohol 101. Okay.
101. Yes. Join you know, us. Intro to alcohol, advanced alcohol, putting your dark passenger to the side when you get drunk as well. Sabrina, you know, we learn all that stuff here on Below Deck. Rahapa.
Correct. So while we're waiting, we also get a lot of like cutaway stories. So we do get Kyle's mom and stepdad's like really beautiful story where, you know, he's sharing like, wow, my mom was a single mom. Shout out single moms. I know the feeling. And, you know, did a lot. And then, yeah. And then a stepdad came in and just hashtag relatable where, you know, we have a great life, blah, blah, blah. Then he goes, and Jason Orch texted me about this. I have not seen my mom in a donkey's ass.
That's got to be a long time, right? Like a donkey's ass. It's got to be months. Years? How long is a donkey's ass?
What's that song? E-40?
To the cup on her booty. Yeah. Let me see. Donkey's ass.
I looked it up and I couldn't find anything. I looked up donkeys at Scotland. I looked, again, if you know what the hell Kyle is talking about, please let us know, Peanut Galley, in the chat right now or in the comments. But either way, we couldn't figure out what the hell donkey's ass was.
No, I'm looking it up. I got nothing. So yeah
maybe there's this is another just one of those... that comes up with a B, yeah. Right? But not yeah. Donkey's ass.
No. Maybe this is just something that people say. You know, it's just like, it doesn't have to make sense. It's just like a little phrase.
Wendy says it's supposed to be a donkey's age.
Oh, donkeys live a long time from what I understand. He said
ass,
too.
Right? Am I crazy?
I don't remember the quote. That's why I was like, what? A donkey's ass? See, now I got to go back and watch it.
I swear. Anyway, I don't know. Either way, I'm crying because I heard this. And then we get Carrie getting told by Fraser that, hey, there is Anthony and he is struggling to deal and be on track. It's back, baby, basically, right? The disorganized monster is back. And Carrie's like, listen, we got it. Chefs are temperamental. So let's like handle with care. We've said this a lot already. So again, you've only heard of these temperamental chefs. You've never experienced. But Carrie shares how her friendship was ruined because of this. And then I couldn't help but laugh because then we see Anthony and Anthony sharing his like deep story. Then we just get his baby pictures. And it's the sweetest, most cutest thing ever.
Yeah, this was a good episode for Anthony. I mean, don't get me wrong. He had his struggles for sure. But, you know, we learned so much about him. We get to see kind of, you know, how him and Fraser are friends. But also, you know, we get to see his backstory, too. But this is exactly what we were talking about. Fraser has a issue with Anthony's organization. But also, the food is immaculate. He's just like, look, the man is an artist. Sometimes you just got to let an artist create, you know, and we have to help him as much as we can, because I'm telling you, the food that he's making is enough to just like, you could just park the boat at the dock and just let people come on like it was a restaurant. Like you don't even have to take the cruise part. People would just go eat and leave, you know? So I'm with Captain Carey. You kind of have to let that man have some room. Let him cook. Literally.
That's what I'm saying. Again, is this a production issue, right? Where production has been like, hey, Frege, isn't that crazy that he is back to his crazy ways? Blah, 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 right? Like, what's going on? Who's lighting whose match? Or is it that, you know, really just they're down to stew and Frasier's like, any minor inconvenience is becoming major. Mm. But either it's giving chill out because there's no problem.
Well, yeah, but then, I mean, throughout the episode, we do see that he does struggle with some things. We find out that he's dyslexic and, you know, I think maybe even just when it comes to organization, the whiteboard tactic that they've been using to just scribble stuff on it, maybe that's not the best for him because people who have dyslexia, they struggle with, you know, kind of making sense of letters and numbers. He talks about that a little bit. And so things have to be laid out in a way that he understands it in order for him to stay organized. And so I feel like there's something there for sure. But Captain Carey's kind of like, okay, well, do whatever you got to do to make sure he gets that food out on time. Because when it comes out on time, you can't beat him. You know, I've seen some other chefs struggle with other things in the past, with presentation, with, you know, quality of the food. Mm-hmm. But not Anthony. You know, when it came to this episode, it almost felt like, yeah, he was struggling because they were down one. Yeah, he was struggling because of the organization. But also, some other people were making life hard for him, too, you know, so... Captain Carey's going to lead with grace on Anthony. I don't know if everybody would get that, but the chef is a team of one. So you kind of have to just let him do his thing.
And I think you just have to give grace because if the chef goes down, again, we've seen this. The chef goes, it's curtains for all of you. Okay. No tip, no nothing. It is just not worth pissing him off. So that's when I just need Frasier to breathe a little bit, go yell into a pillow, and come back. I think that's the best way to deal with any of this. And yeah, Pambella, you're so right. We're definitely not getting rainbow pancakes from this guy.
Yeah. I mean, if they're rainbow pancakes, there's going to be a lot more to them than just some food dye like we got.
Infused with like ridiculous things. They're going to come out like smoking with nitrogen. I don't know. Dry ice, right? We're getting it all.
Yeah. It's okay. We could be the biggest Chef Anthony stands on for a big, you know, Below Deck podcast. And like, we could do that. I don't mind.
I'm taking up the mantle. Quick ASAP. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now let's get to this preference sheet. Because again, finally, Below Deck Proper is giving us crackheads. Okay, we're getting them. Because Anthony has told us he's struggling with organization and time management. What does production do? They go through their Rolodex and say, "Oh yes, this is the team we're bringing." So we're getting a charter guest that have combined allergies and sensitivity. And I did not get it all. Okay. So combine allergies and sensitivities that include dairy, egg, gluten, wheat, hazelnut, banana. Okay, then fine. Mm-hmm. All right, add some more to that. The primary is vegetarian, who is starting to eat fish and won't do lobster or raw seafood. Mm-hmm. Our husband dislikes meat and fish. And then someone else doesn't like vegetables and the other
Josh doesn't like veggies. Yeah.
Josh is me and I'm Josh. and then we have someone that is a straight up vegan.
Yeah.
Sorry. Why do these people go out?
Yeah. How do you go out? That's the real question. It's
they pay a lot of money. I guess
they pay a lot of money. You know, you kind of have to at some point, because if you want the quality of life that you think you deserve and you want good food, but you want to make sure that all your allergies and sensitivities are taken care of and your preferences, because just not disliking meat and fish is just something I will never understand. Like if you told me, you know, I didn't want to eat it because I'm a vegan or, you know, something like that, I would understand that. But I don't like the taste of meat and fish. That's just weird to me. But if you're going out and saying those kind of things, then you're going to have to pay a pretty penny for somebody to meet all those requirements. And so I knew the moment they started listing all those, I was like, oh, yeah, chef is doomed here. He's not going to be able to make it.
Yeah. It's curtains for him. And yeah, Ashley, you're so right. Like, I had anxiety. Me too. I had anxiety with this food order. Then there's more. Because the primary is a cruise director, by the way, named Melinda. You know, is she the primary? We'll get to that in a second.
Right. Is she the cruise director? Because I believe the cruise director's name is Jill, and she is the primary, and she's also the captain and the chef and, you know, the podcaster. And the drama. Yeah. She's all those and all and those things and more.
Yeah.
The mama and the baby and the grandma is the baby and the cat.
Okay, because Melinda, the cruise director, has asked for a normal birthday cake, okay, and a gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free birthday cake. And Frasier is me, so Justin A.
Right, but it has to be a piña colada cake as well, remember? Well,
yeah, the normal birthday cake is just normal, right? But the free is the piña colada one.
Right. So you want all the flavors, all the soul that goes into a piña colada cake, but none of the good stuff that makes it a cake. It's, at this point, just hand them a pineapple and a coconut and say, have at it.
Seriously. I think it might be better for everyone involved and everyone would be happier. So, of course, I also have to say two things. In India, like, egg-free cakes are so normal to me that when I came here, I was surprised that cakes had eggs in it. Because, like, when in India, vegetarian means, like, no animal product, period, right? No eggs, nothing. So I'm used to that. But then you hear, like, gluten-free, dairy-free, and you're just like, what's the point?
Right. Why did you want the cake? At that point, just stick a...
Can we do something else?
Stick a straw in one of those pineapples or one of those coconuts, hand one to Sasha, hand one to me, and then you got it. That's it. We would be so good on these cruises. Jealousy
tequila in it.
Yeah, we would be so good on these yachts, man. I'm just saying, just let us, put us in the game. Put us in the game, coach.
Seriously. Oh, Pambella, yes. Have a bag of sugar. And what? I would love that. Just pour the sugar on. I would love that. But now, okay, to get to the main event. Real Housewives of New York City, Jill is here. Huh? Mm-hmm. And she's not, why is she not the primary? I don't understand.
I think the primary wanted to do the below deck, the Bravo thing. And Jill probably was like, oh yeah, I'll do it. That's fine. You know, like the company probably called her. Bravo probably got her on the phone. It's like, hey, your friend is doing this thing. Do you want to go? And she's like, oh, let me get in. Like, it feels like you have to throw the big name on there, but you're right. I think if you make Jill the primary of this episode gets a lot more publicity because people who are Real Housewives of New York fans will go and watch this just so they can say, okay, I got to watch Jill. But making her like almost like the third primary, if maybe almost even fourth in line for the primary, it's like, okay, maybe people won't ever see it. But yeah, Juliana says in the chat that she's the primary in her mind. And there is no truer statement that has ever been stated.
Yep. And Rusty is so correct. She's ratings gold. Because Jill walked onto that boat and she was not missing. Okay. She even posted a story, I think that she deleted. I have the hiccups. And said that we made a great show together, but this summer, no, in all capitals, cameras. Love you both. And there's a picture of her and Melinda.
Oh, okay. And
I said, you better stop.
I need to see them cameras. More cameras, please. This woman is great TV. You know, I don't know who Jill is. I've never seen her before.
I do.
Never seen the Real Housewives. So you watched Real Housewives of New York?
Yeah. Again, not enough to like give you the, you know, like I be in the Atlanta streets. So Jill is not someone that I know, I think, the best. But Bethany, I think, was like the queen that I knew. Bethany, Ramona. So I know all of them. But Jill was always someone that was around. It's just, again, personally, I don't remember her as well. And that's on me, not her.
Yeah.
And she was on it from 2008 to 2011.
Oh, so good maybe run.
That's why. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm on her Wikipedia page, and it says that she's best known for The Real Housewives of New York City and the book she published, Secrets of a Jewish Mother, with her mother and sister.
Stop, right? Like, enough with the Jewish mother stereotype. We don't need it anymore, Jill. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I, in my soul, knew Jill was Jewish. The way she talked about the food, right? She had to make sure everyone was well-fed. But she was very much a particular thing. Mm. And I couldn't believe it. I don't know. I just Yeah, actually, I was on the crash course for the Housewives.
It was Sasha. It's yes. You. You're the crash course.
Thank you. But yes, Rob is a podcast did do a crash course in case folks didn't know. Maybe that's what Ashley meant. Was like telling other people that this happened. And yeah, Pambella, Jill and Bethany, that's what it was, fell out because Jill brought her in and thought Bethany didn't give her the proper respect when she got rich and famous. That is known about Bethany. Are we surprised?
Right. Well, I'm not even surprised about Jill, because Jill coming in and being like, yeah, I don't respect you that much. That's not like that's not something out of the question from what I saw in this episode, because it didn't matter who thought they were in charge of what in this episode. Jill made sure that she had the final word on everything.
Yep. 100%. So then it just goes to hell from there. Right. And I love it because, oh, wait, before we do. OK. I don't know if you watch it on cable or not, Chappelle.
So, Peacock.
Yeah, okay. So maybe you didn't get this, but I had to bring this to everyone for us folks that are on cable, okay? It's going normal. I'm fast forwarding. I say, oh, the guests are on board. Great, let me press play because Jill is coming on board. Everything was in French for it felt like a minute, but I think it was only like 30 seconds.
Really?
And I said, well, did my TV break? What happened? Like, I need to podcast about this. Like, I don't have time, blah, blah, blah. No, it was a damn Olympics 2024 ad.
Oh, okay. Because I was waiting on you to tell me that something was wrong with the show, that Bravo had to make a statement in English to be like, hey, my bad. But no, it was just an advertisement. It was just a commercial for the Olympics.
Yeah, and it's the whole scene of them just walking on the boat and the crew is talking with everyone speaking French.
Okay, here's my question. Do the Olympics need advertising? It's the Olympics.
I don't understand. Why on Below Deck?
Right, but is like Bravo going to air it? Is Bravo airing the Olympics? Is that what they're trying to tell us? Yeah, how did we get here?
Peacock is, right? NBC Peacock.
So. Oh, okay. Maybe Peacock is like, okay, yeah. You got to start. But again, who is promoting the Olympics? It's the Olympics. How do you, if you have a television, you're going to see it.
I just couldn't stop laughing because all it said was get ready for Paris. And I said, who's going to Paris?
Who's going to Paris? Below Deck Paris?
But anyway, I'm sorry. It's just like, what a weird interlude. And I needed to share that with everyone. So, okay. Now back to English. The guests arrive. And of course, Jill immediately believes she's the primary. Because she's like, let me give you the tea on this person and that person and that person. And she said, I only know two people on here. And she said, Noah, I think someone named Noah or something. Noah's father invented the Moderna vaccine. She says that to Frasier.
My mouth fell open. I was like, oh, that's a big deal. Like, that is a huge deal. That is money. That is money. Jill said, oh, no, we're very rich here. Okay. And you know, it's funny that you mentioned that she only knows two people, because I'm thinking Bravo just called her and was like, hey, do you want to come? Like, I don't. These ain't her friends. She just know Melinda. She met her around. You know, she just showed up because they needed the ratings bump.
100%. And Jill delivered. So I'm not even mad. The thing is, I don't know why every season doesn't have Housewives on it. Because when Cynthia came on, it was so fun.
Yeah, I think that you need people who, one, can command the screen, who know how the cameras work or whatever. No recognizable names. They should have more stunt casting on this show in general. Just comp a trip for somebody, you know, maybe once a season have. Because, you know, we see this on Top Chef and stuff all the time. Yes. You know, where it's like, oh, we brought in the cast of blank to put on here. We brought in this cast to put on here. I'm sure you could just say, all right, we took the cast of, you know, Summer House and put them on Below Deck.
Ultimate Girls Trip. I love that.
Yeah, just let them have it. You know, it'll bring some crossover appeal. People will want to come and check it out. And then you might get people to stay a while, because ever since I started watching Below Deck, I don't plan on going anywhere. This is too much fun.
Thank you. Okay, you, the girlies that get it. That's all I have to say. So now, all right, let's get into it. They're here. Jill's man is a fool. Because they're doing water sports. And did you catch this? because Ben is like, hey, make sure your like penis is, you know, good. And he's like, yeah, it's tucked away because it might get caught. He gets into the water and he said, my penis is in the hole.
It's like, sir, you were warned. At any point, if someone warns me about my penis, I'm going to take that word as gospel. I'm going to go the extra mile to make sure it's taken care of. You know, like there's no, like if someone says, hey, watch your dick. I'm like, okay, okay. Let me take a minute. Let me get together. Y'all got anything I can utilize to make sure this is secure? He was like, no, I got it. Sir, you're being very cavalier about your family jewels. You know, I just kidding. It couldn't be me.
And what does he mean it gets caught up? Like,
right. And I don't want to know. I don't want to know how it got. I don't.
I don't understand what that was. But thank you for that ridiculous cutaway. Now it's dinner time, right? So Anthony, of course, is again, we're saying like his job is a little bit harder. And he's struggling with dyslexia a lot. And Fraser, he's like sharing his ideas, right, with Fraser what to do. And he's like, yeah, and then I'm going to have a lobster. And I'm going to have this and seafood and all this. And Fraser's like, the primary doesn't like lobster. I don't think that works.
He's missing a lot of the details, you know, and there's a ton of details to remember.
Yes.
Yeah. So the disorganization is really throwing him off. You know, there's a lot on Anthony's mind as well. He's been talking about, you know, even when he's telling us about his dad and stuff. So mm-hmm. We get it. He's kind of scattered right now, but I mean, it does suck. It does suck to be in a situation where we need you to step up and be firing on all cylinders because we're down a person and we have Jill's crazy ass on here. And, you know, for him to kind of take this moment to kind of be slacking off a little bit. Yeah, I too would be like, all right, we got to get him some help. We got to find some way to help him out because now is not the time to be struggling in the organization area. And like you said, the producers probably made sure that this was the time where he had to deal with something like that. Call in Jill.
Yep. I just don't understand. Okay. And I do have like a real question because I, as someone that doesn't suffer with dyslexia, you know, I want to make sure we're not sounding callous to that. So I just want to know, wouldn't there be ways that maybe he's already figured out how to fix it or not fix it? Sorry. How to live with it. And, you know, be like, hey, X, Y, and Z things work for me. Please. You know, Barbie, do it that way. But it's giving vibes only.
I'm thinking he does have a way because he even says the way Barbie's doing it. Like, we've never seen him complain about Fraser's, you know, his dictation. But when Barbie's doing it, he's like, yeah, it's just, it's not clear enough. And I think maybe there's a stigma around telling people that you have dyslexia, right? Because dyslexia, to some people, it makes you think, oh, well, this person cannot read. And he doesn't want people to feel like he's illiterate or that he's slowing anybody down. Obviously, they're downers too. So maybe he doesn't want to put any more burden on Barbie. So he's like, yeah, I'll figure it out. Like, it's fine, you know? But I think I've worked with students with dyslexia a lot, and they have like different ways. They'll highlight different things. Maybe they'll cover up different lines so that they can read and focus on only one line at a time. And he just wasn't doing those things this time. I think he was just too overwhelmed. There wasn't any time for him to really focus. And it showed. It really did show. I mean, he even had his own pen and pad, and I was just like, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. You're not doing great here. You just need extra help. It does not help that Barbie also is bad at this as well. You know, she's not doing him any favors at all.
Oh my gosh. Because the first night, you know, against all odds, it all works out, right? Like scallops is good. Tofu is good. We have a raspberry shortcake and vegan pina colada flan, which I thought was a great mix. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse. And Barbie, I think, either doesn't take the right orders or her orders are like you said, all over the place. And this person is getting that person's order and that person's getting this person's order. And Jill is said, now it's my time to shine. Spotlight on me.
Yes. Jill had been getting warmed up the entire episode. She started off very much like, when you have Diet Coke, if you could just like make sure I have the ice nuggets and also my Diet Coke goes in the freezer because there's no such thing as a warm Diet Coke. Like it has to be cold and it has ice nuggets, not ice cubes, you know? And I'm like, I hear her. At the same time, she's not wrong about the nuggets, you know, ice nuggets.
Sonic ice,
you know, any place with the similar, like that. She's not wrong. my hot take is that a lot of times throughout this episode, Jill was not wrong. Would I have said and demanded all the same things that she did? Probably not, because I'm not that guy. But if you start thinking about all the money you spent, I think you can have a certain level of expectation for some of this. You know, she had pointers everywhere, you know, like on my cruises that I've been on, like on my yachting, we have a fully stocked, you know, bathroom situation. All the toiletries in there. We have snacks left out, shrimp cocktail on the counter. Like, these are the things that I demand that we have here.
The Tums,
because some people just, that water doesn't deal with their stomach. Like, it's common courtesy to give them Tums. And I was thinking, I was listening to her, I was like, ma'am, where do you get off? And I thought, oh, you're about to give these people thousands of dollars. Thousands and thousands of dollars. Plus tips. Maybe you can demand some Tums. And so when she starts stepping in about the food, I'm thinking, well, let her cook. You know, y'all are getting y'all's order wrong. If she speaks up and y'all get what y'all pay for, sorry, she paid for it. You know, it's not like she's asking you to go above and beyond on things that she didn't pay for. It's a little nitpicky, and I definitely wouldn't do it. But for the amount of money that she's asking for, I think y'all could get her some nuggets. You know,
make sure
she got the right ice and stuff.
That's also what I believe, where I was like, she's hamming it up, baby. But when you're paying all this money, shouldn't you just get what you want, period? Like, what's the point then of going on below deck?
As long as you're not rude to the service people. Yes. And she wasn't.
She was like with them. She was like, let me tell you the tea. Like, you know, let's talk. I don't think she was rude, but she was very demanding.
Yeah. Some of that stuff I was actually kind of surprised she had to ask for. I was like, okay. Because, I mean, a hotel, you can get toiletries if you go down to the front desk.
Like, motel.
Right. Like, we'll have soap and lotions and stuff on the counter. For her to come and have to tell you, like, you know, I'm used to fully stocked. I'm like, dang, she kind of making some points. Let her do a thing, you know?
And here's the thing. If your outlet is in a fun little area hidden, isn't that Fraser's job to be like, hey, while I'm doing a tour of the boat, open, here is the outlet.
Uh-huh.
But then again, everyone else figured it out. So, like, maybe not, but...
I'm just saying, luxury question mark. Caitlin's in the chat talking, bringing up the yacht burgers. It's a yacht, y'all, and we having burgers. Are they elevated burgers? Like, what is about this burger? This Wagyu beef and, you know, like, all premium ingredients.
Gordon Ramsay.
Look, I'm just saying, if we getting a burger on a luxury yacht, I'm gonna need it to be a luxury burger. So I don't have no issue with Jill kind of speaking up. For me, it just always put myself in the shoes of the people who are on the boat, who are like, who's the, you know, the actual hired people. And I'm thinking, yeah, I would hate that if it was me, but at the same time, she's not asking you to do something impossible. She's just kind of saying, a lot of these things I don't think we should have to struggle with as long as we're paying this amount of money. Like, waiting that long for food is wild.
And being down a stew doesn't bring down their cost, right? Like, they still have to pay the same amount, and they still have to tip a certain amount as well. So I'm not saying the bell or the doorbell is the right idea, but I do think that there needs to be someone waiting on the guests at all times. It is true, unfortunately. And we've known every below deck, I feel like, is an issue where we're just like, why aren't you around the guests? What's going on?
Yeah, I didn't know I would come in here and say this, but I think we're Team Jill here.
Yeah,
you know?
I wasn't until I got on this podcast, and I said, oh, now that I'm saying it out loud. But I'm bougie when I travel, so I understand. And there are certain things that I'm like, if I'm paying for this stuff, I just want it nice, or don't take my money. Either way.
Exactly. Now, if you're going to give me a little refund because y'all down one stew, you're going to get, you know, cash back, a little coupon toward the next below deck experience, I'll take it and I'll shut up. But if I'm expecting the full, you know, grand display, everything below deck has to offer, and you giving me the, well, we're down, I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe just, you know, throw me a little cash back, you know, or allow me to ask for more stuff, you know, as long as I'm not hurting anybody. You know, it reminds me of when people go on Hell's Kitchen, Sasha, and Gordon Ramsay kicks out an entire kitchen of people, and now these people are waiting for food for 8 hours. It's like, mm-hmm. you know what you signed up for when you went on Hell's Kitchen, but at the same time, I don't know if I should have to pay for my dinner service at that point if I don't get any food, you know?
Yeah, and then they don't pay. Yeah. So that's all free. Alcohol's free. Everything in Hell's Kitchen is free. You just have to show up. And they keep your glass full at all times because it looks bad on camera if the glasses aren't full. So, Hell's Kitchen is a Uber Black. You should Uber Black there and back experience.
I would love to see Below Deck kind of pick up some of those habits, but again, then we wouldn't get the drama that we're used
to. Yeah, 100%. So give and take. The point is, Jill knows what she's doing, and I think we can't knock her for it. Okay, and Matt is killing me. She went full Jewish grandma with the Tums thing. Agreed. Okay, because even my mom would yell at me if I didn't bring like a pack of just everything, like the things that help digestion, the, you know, lactate, whatever. Everything, it has to be in a little bag that I
Yeah, I've seen the bag. Would you like for me to bring your bag to Chicago when I see you this year?
Yes.
Because I don't know if I still have it.
I beat it. I have beat milk allegations. I am a recovering lactose.
We be telling all our business here on this podcast. Y'all lucky. See, me and Sasha talk about a lot of shows on different networks and stuff. And this is where we get the most personal. We used to do this on Never Have I Ever, but now, Peanut Galley, y'all are our new Never Have I Ever people. So welcome to the chat. This is what we do. We tell each other's business.
Oh, I love it. Okay. It's why we're friends. Mm-hmm. And it keeps going, right? Because lunch is a mess, but God forbid, Jill's burger is cold, everyone. And not only is it cold, she says, is your burger cold? What is yours and yours and your? It's mine. Just tell them. They want to know. They need to know.
She's not wrong. If you bring me cold food, I don't know if it's the model minority thing where I'm like, I don't want to speak up. I don't want people to think that I'm like, oh, the angry black guy about the food. And then, you know, these stigmas about sending your food back and being like, you know, maybe somebody might
be millennials, so even more.
Right. And so we're like, we know. So it makes me a little weary to say something like that. But at the same time, you really just gonna take cold food from these people as much money as you pay for, and it's a cold burger. Like, Jill, kind of, I'd be like, yeah, yes, ma'am, my food is kind of, you know, since we talking about it, I could use a little sum on this food because it's not hot, you know. I saw people literally touching their patty when she said it. Like, actually, you're wrong. You're right. This isn't hot. And she said they would want to know. They really would. Honestly, as much work as it is in the moment, they would much rather do the extra work and get the extra money as opposed to at the end, you say, you gave us raw food, you gave us cold food, I'm not paying you as much as you should have been paid. And now you've done all that work for nothing. So speak up whenever you get a chance.
Yeah. And it's just, I also feel like every group needs a Jill, right? Where Pambella says, yeah, it's not necessarily about what she's saying. It's just a delivery. You're 100% correct. It's just, we need a Jill where in our group, we're someone that's willing to be like the Karen and to say, no, this is actually not okay.
Yeah. It's like Karen for justice, you know. It's like, yeah, she's speaking up at these people, but again, it is the delivery, and also with it's more like, yeah, we see their side because we're with them, right? We know they're down, we know they're trying their best, but we also did not spend all that money. So, you know, you gotta advocate for yourself or you'll just take anything. And I'm glad that Jill spoke up.
Yeah, shout out to activist Barbie. Okay, we love it. And then she said, okay, everyone, if it were me, I think we should talk to the chef so there's no surprises for dinner. And she like kind of ropes, again, cruise director Melinda to do her own work. And this is where I say, oh, Jill's Jewish. I forgot that she was Jewish, but like Jill's Jewish. Because she said, we got to have this food and this food and this food. And she, I don't even like sushi, but like for everyone else. And then we have to have some nosh, right? She's talking about the crudités, like everything. It's a big problem in my community.
Oh, really?
The overfeed.
We're just making sure that everybody gets fed, Sasha. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Everyone in their generations, yeah.
Yeah. My favorite thing about this is that Jill does all of this talking. Melinda barely says anything. And then by the time it gets to dinner service, it's Melinda whose food is the one that is getting left behind. I mean, Captain Carrie literally has to say, hey, guys, Jill is not the primary. I understand she has y'all running around. Y'all might know her from Real Housewives of New York, but she's not the thing that she's not the person that paid this bill. It is Melinda, and we need to cater to her and her needs. And so, yeah, Jill has needs and wants, but she got sent. She's a plant. She got sent here from Bravo. Okay. We just need to make sure that our primaries have a good experience. So they had the correct course. Captain Carrie was very annoyed by this.
Yeah, Captain Carey was like, stop it. This is a red herring. They try to knock us down, but we will get back up, right? Like, he is in his, like, coach, Ted Lasso, like, on 100. And the thing is, Melinda, closed mouths don't get fed, literally. Because it felt like she was speaking on mute when she's like, it's raw fish, and I don't like raw fish. And I said, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta speak up, ma'am.
Yeah, because that was literally on the preference sheet, like no raw seafood. It's like, okay. And then you're like, so sushi, right? It's like, okay, bring out sushi, but make sure Melinda is not the one who gets the sushi. Rusty Toddler in the chat is saying, I truly don't know Jill. I do not know Jill, and it's very clear, because when I met her in this episode, I was like, oh, this lady has a lot going on. And like I said, I agree with a lot of the things, like of her speaking up for herself in this episode, but I know better because I've seen the Real Housewives in action. I've seen different seasons. I've never watched a whole episode of the show, but I've seen all these people interact in various different locations. And I will tell you that I know better. I know better than trifle with someone like Jill. I know these housewives work. I'm very familiar. I know to stay away. So as long as I only see them on Below Deck and various other shows, we good. Let's keep our distance. Let's show pay homage to the queens of Real Housewives of New York and elsewhere.
I love it. Okay. And the thing is, like, Jill is with people, I think, that they're like, not old money, but like money, right? Like, if somebody's dad, if my dad invented Moderna, none of my generations are working, right? Like, there's no way.
Right. And then it's like, you invented Moderna recently. Like, this is a fairly recent invention. So you about 5 years into just generational wealth. I mean, what were you doing before? I have to imagine the man before that had a little money. You know, like, could you imagine the rags to riches story of I invented Moderna? My dad invented Moderna last week, so now I'm a billionaire, a bazillionaire.
I just don't understand. Okay, apparently it was founded by 4 people, but I'm just like, no, what's the tea? Either way, the thing is, they got money and they're ready to spend it, babes.
Yeah. Pabella said you could be working you could be like Barbie working hard for handbags. And it's like, okay, sometimes you need a little side money. That ain't nothing wrong with that.
I love it. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, Rusty, maybe you're right, but it doesn't matter. Let us Lulu in the here on Below Deck. All right. And then we go to the picnic for pickleball. It's fine, but Zandy also has to go and stay for meditative yoga. And this, I believe, is wrong, because poor Barbie is chicken with her head cut off. She has to do the cabins. She has to do all the setup. She has to do laundry, you name it, and deal with Chef. Everything Barbie is doing.
Yeah. And This could have been avoided.
Yes.
You know, Zandy going to help with the setup, with the yoga, all that stuff, the whole beach party function, the pickleball, Zandy going to help with that makes total sense. But when it's just like, okay, now for the next 15 minutes, we're going to meditate. All right, Zandy, go get on the Tinder and go back to the boat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, your time is up. It's time for you to go. Anybody else that we can take with us? We're going to, because we have other stuff to do. I look up and I see her and Fraser just stretching. Downward dog, upward dog, sun salutation, all these other things. Like, all right, what's happening here? What's happening here? Get back on the boat. We have things to do. We're down a stew. And also, Zandy's a vampire. Get out of the sun.
Yeah, seriously, Pamela. You're right. And I must say, the lady doing yoga was just like igniting all my traumas. And she had dreads on. I was like, what's your background?
Namaste, Sasha. Namaste.
Sure, I bow to you also. I can. Oh my god, that's like the worst thing about for me in living in America is just like these just random people taking up yoga and just vibing out with nonsense. What's
worse, namaste or chai tea?
Or nonsense. Yeah.
Your reaction to chai tea says it all.
Yeah, I think chai tea, because at least namaste, you're like trying. You know, like, you're just like, okay, like, I've learned it somewhere. And, like, you know, I'm trying to get through it. Like, the amount of yoga classes I've walked out of, even in San Francisco, because they just start, like, chanting. But it's not actually chanting. It's like they're saying a real prayer, because I speak Hindi and I understand Sanskrit. So I'm just like, no, you're, like, praying. Like, this is not normal.
Stop
like,
it.
Wait, what are y'all doing? But so yeah, at least, but then you're just like, oh, they just don't know any better. Chai tea, you just like throw me over the edge. But it's like, just say chai. And just say non.
Is a hashtag just say chai. We gotta get t-shirts made. Just say chai.
You're saying tea. You're saying tea. bread. It's like those people like get those horrible like Chinese tattoos or in Mandarin that don't make any sense.
They don't mean anything. You just like the way the characters look. Well, I just like the letters, so I got it. You know, someone told me it meant hope springs eternal.
Like, and it actually means wontons. Yeah. I can't. Okay. So yeah, Barbie is now having to set up dinner as well, so she needs the napkins ironed, which again, this is the service I want, right? Like, my napkins need to be ironed for mm-hmm. dinner. So she's like, hey Zandy, did you have a moment to like iron the napkins, or do we have any ironed napkins? Sandy's like, well, what have I been doing? I just showed up, blah 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 blah. And Zandy, she's been working all day. Give her a break.
Yeah. Like, Zandy does not realize the amount of work Barbie's done since she has been gone. And then to Zandy's point, it's like, yeah, we're all down. I mean, I'm sorry you have to work really hard today, but we all do. It's like, okay, Zandy, I hear you. I do. But you also just did yoga and did a lot of relaxing. So Correct. The least you can do is just iron these napkins without tripping. You know, like, I do get her, though. Everybody has to do more work. Mm-hmm. We saw in the previous episode, Zandy's working from sunup to sundown. And Barbie's the one who's like, I just need 5 minutes. You know, I just need to take a quick fiver so I can get on my phone, do XYZ, blah, blah, blah. I just need to take a break. And Zandy does not take a break. She's like, I've probably sat down for 1 minute of all day. So here she is again, kind of keeping that energy of just like, no, we're all moving. But like, Zandy, when you were moving on the beach, you were doing yoga and relaxing. So let's just call it what it is. You could be a little bit more forgiving in this moment.
Yeah, I agree. I just think there's a way for, like, she's not her boss, right? But she's still the second stew. So I think there's a way for that person to kind of take a little bit more of the brunt and share it with Fraser, right? Because Fraser has now heard from Zandy, from Barbie, from Carrie and Jill what happened with the cold burgers. So mm-hmm. I think there's a way they can chat about it and move on instead of, I think, deflecting to the person under you. I think the people up top always should work harder. And yeah. Do a little bit more in these situations, I mean.
Yeah. And Zandy kind of being a little snippy too with the way mm-hmm. she's talking to Barbie. She's like, you go ahead and iron the napkins and, you know, and figure it out. And Barbie, I appreciate the way she addresses this.
Me too.
She says, hey, Zandy, if you could not talk to me like that, it'd be great because I don't talk to you like that. And I was thinking, perfect. Stand up for yourself. Don't say anything rude, but just demand that you were talked to like a normal human. And Sasha, my tinfoil hat, it just started vibrating because remember, we have been waiting to find out why these two women do not get along. And even in this episode, we don't get real conflict. It just seems like they just don't mesh well, Sasha. There's no chemistry between the two of them at all. Right. Yeah, what are we mad about? There's something brewing.
I think it's a lot of times, everyone is the main character, right, of their own story. That's life. You're just the main character of yourself. So when someone else comes in and says, hey, your storyline is incorrect, here's actually what's going on, I think that's where it comes down to for the both of them. And I hate that because I, like we said, because of Watch What Happens Live, Barbie's has gone on a good PR, moment with us. Zandy, we've been Zandy fans on this podcast. So I'm like, now can you two get along?
Right. Now kiss.
Yeah. For me.
Yeah. Please. This is makeup. Makeup. Because this, I think they would be a great duo if they could get on the same page. Yeah. But I'm far more interested in why they're not on the same page. Like, I really want to know at this point.
Yeah. Oh, Pambella says something interesting, too. I think it's about Zandy needing to work to survive and Barbie working for luxuries.
Oh, so Pambella, would you think it would be like a envy thing? Because we know Barbie needs to, Barbie's working for luxury. Is Zandy the drama? Is it just that she just can't stand Barbie, the idea that Barbie makes so much money, has so much money and is only doing this for fun? Or is it more of, and Sasha, is it more of a, Barbie is kind of like resenting Zandy for being her boss, and wanting her to work harder and stuff like that. Like, what? There's got to be something in there, but I think that might be on the right track.
Yeah, I think that's correct, that there is some kind of like, oh, you don't even need the money, right? Like that kind of frustration. And then on the other side, I think there is a little bit of a, and I still work really hard and you're in charge of me, so you need to actually be in charge. Yeah. And do the work.
Yeah, because Zandy says that Barbie just moves around a lot like she's working. Mm-hmm. And I've seen TikToks like that too before where they say if you walk really fast in any direction while you're at work, people would just assume that you're very busy and they'll leave you alone. So it's like, okay, put that in your pocket if you ever need something. Just kind of just moving and people will think that it's the Sam Moore approach, Sasha.
Just act busy and run.
Act stressed and just start talking to people crazy and people will leave you alone.
I just start yelling at people. I love it. I love it. Oh my God, Sam's gonna kill us.
He is. He's coming for us. It's okay, y'all. Yeah, y'all got our back.
If we are not in Chicago, you know why.
Yes, yes. Also, yeah, no snitches.
Yeah, snitches get stitches. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're crazy. Don't play us. So then of course, again, I think that Frasier should be like, hey, there's a lot going on. Let's be together and now kiss. Like, I think Frasier needs to do the and now kiss moment. But I think rightfully so, he's also stressed. So he's like in his own zone. So boy, howdy, we just got to beg and pray as to what is to come. And with that, we end this, where we end with Captain Carrie being like, everyone, get it together. Stop acting a fool. We do have Dumbbell Dylan just living his life, washing his ham.
I still have questions. Why?
Who is he?
What's happening here?
Where
did they find this man? Right, exactly.
I'm confused about this man. Okay, because he said I had to bring my Dumbo everywhere, and I said,
why is he washing the ham?
The extra fat, which I was like, I think that's disordered eating.
It is washing ham. I'm looking it up because I didn't look it up.
Slices
in the moment.
Of ham. Not even like the ham.
Yeah, people, I guess, are just, it's like he's dry curing it, but he's not.
No, he said, like, I have to get the extra fat off of it because I only want the protein.
Yeah, I want him to take care of himself, but I also want him to be very careful with what he's doing. You know, like, that sounds like a stress response to, yeah, to maybe, like, some bigger issues. Just kind of check yourself on that one, because you're washing ham, and that's not necessary. It's just not. I don't know if he read somewhere, or maybe even if he's correct that that removes some of the fat. But there are some fats that are good for you, Dylan. Just maybe manage the amount of the food you're eating, as opposed to, you know, and again, eat whatever you want. Just take care of yourself. I just want you to be happy and healthy. Exactly. Because I don't know if this is giving health, happy or healthy. You're washing your ham while you eat it. It's crazy.
And they're burning, I'm sure, a lot of calories, like, especially the exterior. Like, they're doing ridiculous amounts of work. Anyway, were we to, like, watch anyone's food, all we're saying is, like, take care. Be good with yourself and yourself and your body. That is all. I needed to bring that up because I'm confused. And then he tells the guest that he will be lead deckhand because he has the same experience as Ben.
Yeah. And I think in the, like, coming attractions,
yes,
it looks like that might be a point of contention. You know, who is going to be lead deckhand, and if Dylan can even, can he even cope? Because the scenes make it look like he wouldn't be very good at this job. We haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen him bad at his job yet, but it does. It's like the energy surrounding Dylan is like, he cannot be taken seriously. And I don't know if it's because of his work ethic or his personality, but I'm sure we'll see it in the next coming episodes.
Yeah. Dumbbell Dylan, we're on to you. We're watching. All right. That's what we know. So that is it for Below Deck this week. The next time on, we do have Barbie ask Frasier if he wants her to leave. And we get a lot of, like, they just don't like me. He keeps telling me, like, shape up or ship out. Like, why does he keep saying that? Blah, blah, blah. And then the new stew is here, baby. Ben is salivating.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of single men on this boat. So I wonder if it's going to be Ben, you know, just like, been battling with his feelings for Sunny versus this new person, or maybe the other men get into the, you know, jockeying for position. You know, we just don't know, but there's a little void of drama right now. Everybody seems to be cordial enough to where we need to spice this up, bring in a sexy decoy,
which is crazy because there's a lot of drama going on out of this. Because Carrie V. Ben is out here in these streets and it's ridiculous. So we do have I screenshotted this. So Captain Carrie did tag Ben and says, in my defense, I have released a statement in response to an article published on Entertainment Weekly regarding my work ethic and character. Because, and then Ben posts a whole thing. So Captain Carrie apparently did a whole article, you know, that said, like, here's what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And Ben responds to that and says, it's very unfortunate that Captain Carrie decided to speak out regarding my role as a bosun on this current season, alluding that I may not make the whole season, but everyone will see the episodes as they come out. With all due respect to Captain Carrie, I'm disappointed that he appears to be insinuating a false claim on my work ethic and character, which could gravely damage my reputation and character in an industry I have worked and grown in 5+ years.
Yikes. Big yikes. Where did this come from? I mean, if I'm Ben, I have left, like, work is over. I've moved on with my life. I was there for the season, whatever reason, and I left and I took off and, you know, I've moved on my life. To find out my employer's talking trash about me in an article, like, a year later after this was filmed, I would probably be like, I'd be the same way. Like, hold on, person, slow down, slow your roll, because where was all that smoke when I was there? You know what I'm saying? Where did that come
from? Exactly.
So, I don't know. I love Captain Carrie. He's been my favorite captain that I've had so far.
Me too.
But I got
people are pissed.
Yeah, that one, I don't like that.
Yeah, and it's just, it's also interesting because Ben also did an interview saying like he shouldn't have insinuated blah 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 that, you know, Carrie left the dock without enough staff.
Oh, I mean, we know we're down a stew. Is that what he's? But he's talking about like other staff, like
that's what
staff.
I'm assuming. Yeah. So I think it's just giving a lot of crazy back and forth.
Yeah, we might not see Captain Carrie and Ben on the same boat moving forward. We might see them again. I just don't know if we'll see them on the same yacht. I want to stay tuned to more updates from this.
Yeah. So, you know, be on the lookout. I don't know what happens here. Will they be on Watch What Happens Live together? Me thinks not. But either way, it's going to get crazy. And I'm excited for the rest of this season. Yes. We have a lot to get into. And I think, again, a new stew hopefully brings a good drama. And we're waiting, all right, with bated breath. And with that, thank you all of you for following and listening to us. I know we're a day late, but listen, never a dollar short, okay? And we will be back next week with another episode of Below Deck. And make sure you leave us a like, subscribe to us on Bravo TV Wrap-Ups feed. Maybe we'll have more podcasts. Chappelle, do you want to talk about what's coming up for you?
Yes, but first I want to give a shout out to Christy B. Hardy on Instagram. Yes. These were our primaries. Yeah, we got the scoop, y'all. So we got our primaries from one of the previous episodes. They were very nice. They were on the episode when Kat got walked off the boat. Big shout out to them for like all the Instagram reels they've been tagging us in. They have some great pictures. Not to throw a bunch of followers your way, Christy B. Hardy, but yeah, she's been posting a lot of stuff about Below Deck. So if you want to see something from our primaries, go there. And if y'all have any questions for her, maybe about this, please leave it in the comments on this YouTube video. If you have any questions for a primary who was on Below Deck from that episode,
you'd want to know.
Yeah, we can send the DM on our behalf. We can try to get, you know, like a sound bite or something. Let us know. So, you know, stay tuned and make sure you're coming to our YouTube page and subscribing to the RHAP YouTube account so that you can get the updates of when we go live. Make sure you click the notify button so you'll get shout outs and you'll be able to come in and be a part of the peanut galley. But as far as what I have going on, Sasha, we all know that I have recapkickback.com, yes, my podcast network that I've just been like hanging out at. And I'm doing a lot of podcasting over there. This Thursday, today, we dropped our Cowboy Carter album reaction panel. Woo-hoo! So, yeah, I assembled the Beehive and I had on some Beyonce experts to talk about her most recent album. There, Mari was there. Of course, Sasha was there as well. Nicole Weaver from Black by Reality and Pharaoh from the Reality Kingdom podcast. We all came together and talked about Cowboy Carter. So that was a great time. Every other week, Abbott Elementary and G and I are covering Abbott Elementary. And so, stay tuned to more content for G and I about that show. Like I said, we try to drop it every 2 weeks or so. And so because of that, Sasha and I, we got a little window. We're going to start talking about Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Yes. Recap Kickback in the Bravo content for you all here. So if you are in the chat, if you're listening to this and you watch Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, come check it out. Subscribe to Recap Kickback wherever you get your podcast, or just go and hit that subscribe or follow button on YouTube. That's youtube.com/@recapkickback to keep up with that, because we will have Summer House content coming your way, Martha's Vineyard style. Also, on RHAP, obviously, still talking about Deal or No Deal Island on the Hit or Quit podcast feed with Rob Sesino and Jenny Autumn. Still doing Deal or No Deal Island exit interviews every week with the eliminated contestants from the show. Every week, I'm still doing Nothing But Netflix with Josh Wigler. This week, we're talking about, it's a surprise. Just subscribe to Nothing But Netflix and find out what that's about. Obviously, I'll be here every Wednesday with Sasha going live, talking about Below Deck. And then every week, I'm doing Club Condo, baby. And so this week, Rob is out. He will not be a part of the Club Condo lineup for this week, talking about on Survivor. And so if you're a Survivor fan, stay tuned to see who I have on as my guest that week, because it's going to be a fun time. But yeah, keep up with me and everything I'm doing by following me on social media at Recap Kickback. And then check me out on some of these guest spots as well. I'll be on the Was It Good Though podcast talking about The Nutty Professor. And if it's good, Was it good though? We'll find out. Check me out over there, recapkickback.com, and follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show.
Perfect. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. I work for a Black and Brown women's nonprofit, and we this weekend actually hosting a free Zoom call for Black and Brown women to come talk. What does boundary setting mean for us, and how do we protect our peace, and how do we build? So if you're interested, come join us this Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up at tinyurl.com/dimensions2. All right. It's free. It's an hour and a half. We're going to chat about what it means to protect your peace. All right. Come join us there. And of course, as always, I'm covering Mess Magnets, which is a pop culture, celebrity gossip, vibes only podcast with Kirsten McKenna's. We talked a little bit about Cowboy Carter, but honestly, all the pop culture pop girlies have lost their minds, because we have Lizzo, we have Billie Eilish, we have Shakira's dumbass. All of them are acting up, okay? So we have a lot to talk about. Check out robiswebsite.com/messfeed. And Chappelle and I were guests on the Big Brother Canada podcast right here on Rob's podcast YouTube channels. If you watch that, listen to it. And Bryce and I cover Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, also season 11. So check that out. Honestly, Bryce and I are just so funny. So you should just watch it.
Yes.
You don't have to watch the show. And for everything else I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.